Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. BRICS nation reaffirm commitment to environmental protection and sustainable development. New Delhi stresses environmental actions must address needs of developing countries. India says credibility of country's election machinery well established globally as US President Donald Trump praises poll system. Pakistan's top court orders transfer of jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan to hospital for medical examination. Iran reiterates Strait of Hormuz to remain closed till all its conditions agreed with US are fully met. And in men's cricket, India tightened grip on Gaul test against Sri Lanka. Chasing a 372-run target, hosts reel at 84 for 4 at stumps on day 4. BRICS nation today reiterated their commitment to strengthening collaboration on environmental protection and sustainable development. A joint ministerial statement adopted on the conclusion of the 12th BRICS Environment Ministers meeting in New Delhi today said, BRICS nation also reaffirmed their commitment to advancing the full and effective implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, and its Paris Agreement. The countries emphasized that enhanced international cooperation, including availability of finance from developed countries, is essential to enable developing countries to effectively address environmental and climate challenges while advancing sustainable development and poverty alleviation. India is chairing BRICS this year with the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. The BRICS ministers also expressed their appreciation for India's leadership in advancing the circular economy as an enabler of sustainable development. Earlier, speaking at the meeting, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupender Yadav emphasized that environmental action must remain people-centric, sustainable, and responsive to the realities of developing countries.
We draw inspiration from the vision articulated by the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi ji. I quote, "Our goal will be to redefine BRICS as a building resilience and innovation for cooperation and sustainability. Just as we brought inclusivity to our G20 presidency and placed the concern of the global south at the forefront of the agenda. Similarly, during our presidency of BRICS, we will advance in this forum with a people-centric approach and the spirit of humanity first."
India today said that the credibility and robustness of its election machinery are well established globally. Spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal stated this while briefing media in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Jaiswal was responding to US President Donald Trump's praise for India's election system and his reference to Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar's remarks on the lack of voter identification in US elections. On the massive earthquake in Indonesia, Mr. Jaiswal said, India is deeply saddened by this tragedy.
In Indonesia, it was rocked by a major earthquake in which a large number of people have been killed. We are deeply saddened by this tragedy and we convey our condolences on the precious lives lost. We also pray for the early recovery, the speedy recovery of those who are injured and for the safety of people who are involved in rescue and relief efforts. In this difficult hour, India stands in solidarity with Indonesia.
On the reports of India receiving energy requests from Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said, India has an ongoing energy cooperation with the neighbouring country. He said, as far as the additional request is concerned, New Delhi is examining this given its own requirements, refining capacity, as well as the availability on its side. On Pakistan's reaction to India's claims over Shehzad Bhatti terror network, the spokesperson said, India takes issue of terrorism very seriously.
Terrorism matters. These are very serious things. We take it very seriously. We want the global community to understand the gravity of such actions. India has been hit hard by terrorism. We have, over the last several years, taken a lot of effort to galvanize global action, strengthen global action to fight terrorism, including cross-border terrorism. And whatever action is required to be taken on that account to defeat the scourge of terrorism, that we'll continue to take.
On protests in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, the MEA spokesperson said, Many lives have been lost there, and the situation is such that the local population needs and deserves sympathy and solidarity from the international community. Pakistan's Supreme Court today ordered authorities to transfer jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan to Islamabad's Shifa International Hospital for a comprehensive medical examination within the next few days. Local media reported that a 3-member bench passed the order while hearing several petitions seeking Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, founder Imran Khan's hospitalization and meeting with his family. The court said the order was being issued in view of Imran Khan's health and the constitutional guarantee of the right to life and access to medical facilities. It also directed authorities to ensure weekly meetings between Imran Khan and his family members and order the establishment of a medical board with his personal physician and his sister to be associated with it. Former Pakistan Prime Minister has been imprisoned at Adiyala Jail in Rawalpindi since August 2023 and is facing multiple corruption cases. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Iran today said that the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed to maritime traffic until all Iranian conditions under the 14-point Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, signed with the US are fully met. Tehran has tied the reopening of the strategic waterway directly to the complete removal of foreign sanctions and the cessation of military operations. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf asserted that the Islamic Republic is ready to impose a heavier defeat on the enemy in proportion to its actions and aggressions. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post today, said the United States has no planned talks with Iran, but insisted the Strait of Hormuz remains open and operating. He asserted that all water mines have been removed. His remark comes amid the expiry of the 60-day window provided by the MOU to halt military hostilities for peace talks between the two sides. In men's cricket, India have tightened their grip on the first test against host Sri Lanka on day 4 in Galle. Chasing a target of 372 runs, Sri Lanka was struggling at 84 for 4 in their second innings at stumps. India now needs 6 more wickets to secure victory in the test. India were bowled out for 193 in their second innings, setting the visitors a target of 372 runs. Rishabh Pant top scored with 66 runs off 69 deliveries. He also became the first Indian player and only the fourth in the world to hit 100 sixes in Test cricket. Pant reached the milestone in just his 51st Test, becoming the fastest player to complete 100 sixes in the format. Yesterday, Indian bowlers bowled Sri Lanka out for 284 in their first innings. On the previous day, India were dismissed for 462 in their first innings. In the BWF Badminton World Championships, Indian women's double pair of Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals in Delhi. The Indian duos outshine United States' Lauren Lam and Allison Lee in straights games 21-15, 21-12. A-shuttlers Lakshya Sen and Unnati Hooda have sailed into the second round of the respective singles events. In the FIH Hockey World Cup, the Indian women's team produced a dominant 6-1 victory against South Africa in their second group stage match at the Wagener Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, the Netherlands, this evening. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. BRICS nations reaffirm commitment to environmental protection and sustainable development. New Delhi stresses environmental action must address needs of developing countries. India says credibility of country's election machinery well established globally as US President Donald Trump praises poll system. Pakistan's top court orders transfer of jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan to hospital for medical examination. Iran reiterates Strait of Hormuz to remain closed till all its conditions agreed with US are fully met. And in men's cricket, India tightened grip on Galle test against Sri Lanka, chasing a 372-run target. Host reel at 84 for 4 at stumps on day 4. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.